Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The agriculture sector is booming, with the country on track to reduce reliance on onion imports. Stay with us to find out more on today's program. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Tax Administration Jamaica is working to serve you even better. Have you used the upgraded electronic service RAISE 2? Through this online platform, you can check statement balances, start the application process for a taxpayer registration number, file income tax returns, and much more. No lines, no hassle. It's just a click away. Log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm or call 1-888-TAX-HELP for details. Use RAISE 2 and experience the upgrade.
The Onion Development Program started in December 2013 with the aim of reducing the country's reliance on imports and safeguarding food security. Up to 2012-2013, about 94% of onion consumption was from imports, with 70% coming from the Netherlands. The initiative is funded through the Ministry's Capital Budget, GOJ Adaptation Program, Farmers Self-Financing and Farmer Buyer Relationships.
Very important to this drive is the partnership with farmers and the marketers, the distributors. There are about 12 major traders of onions in Jamaica. These are the companies who actually get the import permits to bring in onions. We have said to them, invest in our local farmers.
Director General in the Ministry of Agriculture, Don McGlashan. By 2014, just under 45 farmers were involved in the program. The figure grew to approximately 200 by 2015, with an additional 500 persons employed temporarily at various stages of production. Varieties planted over the period include the Texas Early Grano, Mercedes, Orlando, Yellow Granix, and Arad. 96 hectares were reaped during 2015 compared to 69 hectares in 2014. At the Colbeck Water Users Association in Old Harbor, St. Catherine alone, they have surpassed the world average production of 17 tons per hectare within 1 year.
The average yield in Jamaica of onions is up to now was 12 tons per hectare. That is substantially low. From this experience at Colbeck, we have been generating about 20 tons per hectare on average.
It is anticipated that for the 2016 onion crop season, more than 400 farmers will be engaged in the production of approximately 140 hectares.
And we would want to encourage others to get into onion production. And if we do that, we're making a significant dent in our import bill, and very importantly as well, putting money into the pockets of our farmers.
Director General in the Ministry of Agriculture, Don McGlashan. It is hoped that by 2017, local production will increase to 40% consumption through a focused approach in suitable production zones, including the agri-parks.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache, and weakness. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Trouble there bush, and Nancy carry come a yard. Translation, trouble in the bushes, and Nancy's spider brings it home. And this means a mischievous person will bring in trouble from outside. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.